Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Will Smith's memoir, co-written with Mark Manson, just called Will. So Sophie, what was your first reaction when you finished this one?
Honestly, I was not expecting it to hit that hard. I thought it would be a fun ride through Bad Boys and Men in Black, but it's like a therapy session. I mean, the whole book is framed as a conversation between young Will and older Will, and they're just brutally honest with each other.
Yeah, that framing hooked me too. It's not a linear story. It's him sitting down with the scared kid he used to be and saying, look, here's what we did, here's why we did it, and here's what it cost us.
And the core argument is that his entire life has been a war against fear. He wasn't born confident. He was born terrified, and he built this massive career as armor to protect a fragile little kid from Philly.
That story about his father beating his mother in front of him. I had to pause the audiobook. He says that moment made him decide he would never be weak, never be a victim. And so his whole life strategy became, I'll make everyone love me so I feel safe.
Right, and that strategy worked. You get DJ Jazzy Jeff, you get the Fresh Prince. But underneath it all, he was convinced he was a fraud. He calls it the Will Smith paradox. The very fear that drove him to succeed made it impossible to enjoy any of it.
The part that got me was when he bombed in 6 degrees of separation. He had to shed the Fresh Prince persona for a serious role, and he was terrible. He describes it as complete ego death. And I thought, okay, this is where he falls apart. But that failure is exactly what forced him to build a real skill, acting, instead of just charming everyone.
That's where his philosophy on mastery comes in. Talent is overrated. The real secret is a willingness to fail, to be humiliated, and to work harder than anyone else. His mantra became run towards your fear, and he used that to play Muhammad Ali, a role that terrified him.
Yeah, he didn't let the fear stop him. He used it as fuel. But then the book gets really raw when he talks about his marriage. The whole entanglement thing with Jada. He doesn't deflect blame. He uses it as a case study in his own emotional immaturity.
He admits they were living parallel lives, hiding their true feelings behind a facade of perfect harmony. He was so afraid of being seen as weak that he couldn't express his own needs. And the crisis, he says, ultimately saved the marriage by forcing them to rebuild something honest.
So the arc really goes from fear-based success to love-based fulfillment. Empires built on fear are fragile, right? And the second half of the book is him learning to operate from a place of love and inner peace. He talks about the ego and the self. The ego is the mask, the persona. The self is the silent observer behind it.
And his biggest regret is that he spent so long polishing the mask that he forgot to take care of the person wearing it. That line just stayed with me. It's such a universal thing. We all build armor to protect ourselves.
The most powerful section for me was his father's final illness. The man who terrified him becomes frail and dying. Anwell chooses to care for him, not because he's excusing the violence, but because forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. By letting go of the hatred, he finally let go of the fear that had controlled him since childhood.
And then the book doesn't end with an Oscar or a box office record. It ends with him imagining his own funeral and realizing none of that matters. What matters is the love he gave and received. Success becomes about being a good father, a good husband, a good friend.
You know, I actually pushed back on this at first. I thought, sure, easy to say when you're Will Smith. But then he keeps admitting his ego is still on full display. He's not a guru who has all the answers. He's a student who's still learning. He still struggles, but now he's aware of it. And that awareness is the first step to freedom.
Yeah, that honesty is what makes it work. He's not pretending to be perfect. He's showing you the terrified kid behind the superstar, and that's something everyone can relate to. The takeaway for me is that the ultimate act of courage isn't conquering the world. It's conquering the fear inside yourself.
The one thing I'm taking away is that the mask we show the world is often just armor for the scared kid inside. And the bravest thing you can do is learn to see it, understand why you built it, and then start taking it off.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real story isn't about becoming the biggest star. It's about realizing that being loved and giving love is the only thing that ever really counted. We'll see you in the next one.